Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
In celebration of International Museum Day on May 18th, the city of Fukuoka will once again host Fukuoka Museum Week, this year as part of its effort to create a vibrant city full of colorful art. Now in its 16th year, Fukuoka Museum Week features the participation of 16 museums and art institutions across the city. Each venue will offer a wide variety of special programs, including discounted admission, giveaways, and unique events designed for everyone to enjoy. For those who regularly visit museums, this is a chance to experience your favorite spots in a new way. And for those who rarely go, this is a perfect opportunity to casually step inside and experience art and history for yourself. In addition to regular exhibitions, many museums will host special events like lectures, workshops, behind-the-scenes tours, and gallery talks. The event will be held over 9 days, from Saturday, May 17th to Sunday, May 25th. During this period, visitors can enjoy free or discounted admission at participating facilities, along with special gifts and bonuses. There's also a stamp rally. Collect stamps from 3 of the 16 participating locations and enter for a chance to win great prizes, such as tickets to special exhibitions or performances at Hakata-za Theater. For details, check out the official leaflet available at participating museums and tourist information centers, something handy to have before you go. We encourage you to take this opportunity to visit as many museums as you can and fully enjoy the charm of these places of discovery, learning, and inspiration.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City. Anyone who is in possession of a motorized bike or a light vehicle, as of April 1st, must pay a light vehicle tax. If you own a motorized bike or light vehicle, you'll receive a tax payment notification in the post, so make sure you take a look inside. Payment is due by the 2nd of June, and you can make your payment at a convenience store, bank, or post office. You can even pay via smartphone apps or credit card. If you do not pay your taxes, like the light vehicle taxes, you may run into difficulties when it comes time to renew your residency visa, and you may face having your assets seized. If there is anything you don't understand, or if you're finding it difficult to pay your tax, please contact your ward office for consultation. If you contact them by phone for consultation, 23 different languages are supported. That phone number is 092-753-6113. Again, that number is 092-753-6113. This phone number will connect to the Multilingual Interpretation Center. After registering with them, you'll be connected to your ward office. So when you call, make sure that you tell them which language you need to use, the ward in which you live, and that you're calling in regards to paying your taxes. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.